Good morning, all.
Good morning, Steve and Betty.
Good morning, Betty. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
Doing great.
Good.
All ready for an exciting week?
Yeah. Happy tour
has arrived.
New order of KBB, and I missed it for 2 days.
Well, glad you got more. That's exciting.
Yeah, me too. I enjoy taking it, and I notice a difference.
Sharon Joanne has arrived.
Good morning, Char and Joanne.
How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. I still didn't send you a message on your website, but I was in there and I was telling people about it and liking it. Did you get there at all this weekend, Steve?
Well, as far as working on it, you mean?
Yeah, or playing around with whatever you're trying to.
Well, basically, now that I'm caught up, the last, all the way through last week's call, and I don't know that I have all the recipes that came out or that kind of thing, but at least I've got the original post there so I can go back and edit.
Okay. So I know you haven't got all the recipes because I've got a stack of them here. So
yeah, so basically what I can do now is I can start a post for every day's call instead of a week at a time.
Oh, okay.
But that, or at least maybe 2 days at a time or something.
Has arrived.
I've got to end up with lots of pictures. So,
with more pictures, okay. I've been doing some of the foods got pictures with it, and I'm sure that probably helps out a little bit if they're looking at the recipe. But I mean, it does for me. I like looking at pictures too, so I will work on getting that, making that happen. Anybody else that's on the call that's doing the facilitating, if you've got stuff that you want to send. If you don't, I will go ahead and put a clip in on one that I've tried that I think is good. I prefer, having them made before so that at least we've got reference. If there's something that's, not quite right, it can be adjusted. I tend to put who it's from on the recipe also, so that you can go back in, because many of those sites have wonderful recipes, and they're usually hooked to people that are doing things that are healthy, not every time. But so you may need to watch when you're looking at the ones that spin off of it. But anyway, that's my take on it. I've been thinking about it. It was just that I wasn't home to do too much on it this weekend either. So anyway, anybody else, anybody want to say hi? And also, if you've got your points, how you fared over the weekend.
Hi, Shaw. This is Dottie. Happy
Good
birthday.
Morning, Dottie.
Delayed. Delayed, but happy birthday.
Oh, geez. Thank you. Has arrived. Busy with lots of things happening. Boy, it seems like with the new KBB, it's been just unbelievable with people's testimonies. Is Way on yet, by chance? She had a great one with one of her gals that was recorded on my phone when I was playing back messages. I'm not going to steal anybody's thunder. I'm going to let them give their own. So, anybody else? Okay, guys, any news that you would like to comment on or any questions? Excuse me.
have a question, Char.
Okay.
Mindy's going to start using the Vital Balance, and I said you should have it first thing in the morning. And she brought up something that I honestly didn't know how to answer. She gets up at 5:30, is at the gym by 6. Says she normally will have a piece of toast before she goes because she has trouble going on a totally empty stomach. Anyway, and so she says, I can't do it before I go to the gym, Mom. And besides the fact that if she had it that early, by 5 o'clock, she would be hungry. So any suggestions of how to deal with when she should be drinking it?
Well, I still think that probably it would be the best thing, and she could probably flip the toast and that and just do them opposite. If she wants to see, you know, the kick-in of the brain function, I would think that would feed it much better than the carbs would. That she's taking
morning.
In the toast.
But I don't know that she needs brain function that much to do what she does at the gym, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Well,
I think her main is that she won't make it to lunch, because I said she really won't need anything to eat afterwards for hours.
Well, you know, if she's willing to try it, all I could say is do it, and probably at least 3 or 4 days or a week of doing it, but she could still probably take something to eat on the way or, you know, whatever, but I don't like putting food in too close to after I've done it. I would just say, you know, hey, wait and take your, you know, when you do your break, have something that's, healthy to take with you. Just going on what, you know, Roger has said, and when you're up and moving around, your body should be functioning,
yeah.
You know, whether she...
So, maybe take some, like, carrot sticks or celery or something like that
sure.
for middle morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other thing that she could do then, too, is to put in a little bit of starch, because that's... Or a little bit of fat, because that's what's going to help carry you over, as well as the, you know, the other carbs. Or, of course, carrots are a little bit starchy. They're not as much, and there is sweetness to them, too. So you're right. I would, you know, encourage her to try it just because she'd probably get better utilization out of the KGB and see that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else want to make a comment on that subject or question?
I was thinking, this is Jeannie, I was thinking that doesn't it set your brain with protein and get your body not craving anything first thing in the morning? Kind of sets your thermostat or something?
Yeah.
Like
that's
that.
It goes back to what was on Vance's call, that what you eat first thing sets the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't go to the gym quite that early.
Well, she has to be at work.
But going to work sometimes in the morning, I still love it. It wakes me up. I can think better. I can be out the doors, you know, so.
Okay.
I think what Char said, to try it for a week.
And maybe doing it on the weekend would be a better time for the first rather than a Monday.
Anytime is a good time to start.
Yeah, I think it's the modification of what you're used to is all. But I totally agree with what Jeannie says, because I know how mine used to function, and I know what I used to do, and I know how it does now. And, you know, even if you're not working on anything, it's either running on slow speed or it's running on a little bit better pace. And then I also look at the longevity of it and what happens the rest of the day. And I know what happens the rest of the day when I put in a starch first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's been that way. And it's been off and on during my life just because of schedules. I mean, mine started at 4 a.m. in the morning when I had to go to the restaurant. And that's the way I was feeding my body then. And, you know, exactly what she's saying.
Right.
And
it's a
when
long
I,
morning.
Yeah, it is. It's a long morning, and you want to start it right, and you really want to see happen what can, you know, benefit you the most.
Okay. All right. I told her I would ask on the call because I wasn't sure what direction to send her.
Wow. Are you going to Grange's work? Anybody else? You going to dead silence on my end because I'm writing Denny a note really quick.
Is Mindy wanting to lose weight too? Or is she?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And that,
yeah,
okay. Okay.
Oh, she really should have success quickly.
I think so too. And I think that would encourage her too.
Yeah.
As that happens. Good for her getting up and going to the gym so early.
Well, it's either then or she has been doing this for years and years and years.
Okay. It's her habit. Mm-hmm. That's good.
She'd rather do it before work than after, and I totally understand that. But I don't want her finding that at 9:30 in the morning she's ravenous.
Right, right. And just bring something and prepare, you know, for that.
Yeah.
Have something with her.
Okay.
You know.
And a couple
and I take, you know, like a handful of nuts or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, nut seeds and maybe a couple of carrots, sticks or something. And when I, in fact, last night when she was here for dinner, I said, do you want a carrot? And she said, no, Mom, it didn't work. Her vision is really very nearsighted. And, you know, she used to eat carrots and she's disappointed that,
yeah.
that her vision is so bad.
You know, the other thing, too, that she could do, if you mentioned that she has, you know, some weight that she's working on as a primary part of it, too, is for the tightness of the skin, do what we learned with the green smoothie and let her make it up for a couple of days and
yeah.
just take that with her. And she could even then put even a half a scoop of the KVB in it. That would sustain her a lot would be another, I've done that since I've been doing this, and I love it.
So have a second smoothie later in the morning.
Yeah, you know, have it made as a smoothie, like a green smoothie that is going to tighten the skin.
Yeah.
As she's going through this.
That's a great idea.
And she should see incredible results with that because she doesn't have to think of it as I'm just drinking. Let her have something with it at the second time around when she's already got the shot that she should have, you know, early on.
Yeah, well, that's what I've been making. My second one is with the greens and that's one scoop of the Vital Balance.
Yeah.
But I'm not having it at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you know, if she's up early, and maybe it won't be at 10 after her body gets used to that because
sure.
it's the transition of not having it there that you're thinking that you probably should have something else there in solid form when in reality the other will probably, especially at the beginning when she first starts. You know, it works both ways. Yes, at the beginning and then no because of the behavior. But so much of it is tied into that. So you've got both things that you're working on, so.
Well, she said to me, isn't this a meal replacement? Why do I have to have it for breakfast? And I explained that that's the best way to start the day.
Yeah, it's what sets it. And, you know,
right.
all I can say is that 71 and having done it off and on and the ups and downs that I had, they maybe weren't real dramatic once I got it off, but they were still there. And I know the difference in how I, you know, we go back and forth. And for a long time, I was, you know, a piece of toast because I could grab it and run out the door even.
Okay.
And
that's
I
reason.
Didn't have the functionality,
mm-hmm.
and I knew it. Anyway.
And if she decided that she doesn't want to even take the bullet to work with her, even when she came home after work, having a green smoothie, even if it's the size of a bullet, would probably be a better way to start dinner or whatever she's doing now.
Sure. And once you've blended it and
mm-hmm.
you do a couple of days worth, it's nothing to shake it up. You don't even need to do the bullet.
Well,
I think that's just, again, another adjustment of taste buds.
All right. I mean, she could take it with her and just shake it then. Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
all right,
yes,
thank you.
Right.
I appreciate that information.
Yeah.
I was
a real bugaboo on having that done aerated in the morning or whenever I had it, that I felt like it had to be that way. It was no time at all when I tried it a couple of times, you know, just by reshaking it, when I started doing, you know, amounts of it for other people, that I quickly got into the habit of, this is ridiculous. Why would I even turn it on, you know? It's still perfectly fine.
Uh-huh.
So, yes.
Okay.
I think it's more behavioral what we've got into, and part of that flips back to learning that even for hypoglycemics, we were told for so long they have to eat every 2 to 3 hours. Well, we got told by the medical field, who understands digestion because that's their specialty, the MDs, that's a joke. 4 days later, your body's adjusted to that, and no, you don't have to eat every 2 to 3 hours for your blood sugar. That's a habit that your body's gotten into. So, you know, they're the ones that study that part of it. I'm not the expert, but that's what they tell us. So I'm willing to say that they probably know what they're talking about. Okay. Anybody else? Did that take care of it, Nancy? Anybody else with a question or comment? Well, guys, I've got some interesting, easy recipes that I'm going to make sure get clipped onto the days so you can go there and look at them on Steve's website. And are you still going in, Steve, under All's Well as the easiest route in or quickest click? If you're still connected here on the line. He gave us a couple of options before we were doing lifestylesupport.org. Did anybody else go in over the weekend to take a look? And what your comment was on?
Can I ask a question how he's setting this up? Is he having a special section just for recipes? Or is he attaching the recipes to the day's call?
He's attaching them to the day's call at this point. That was what I got.
Okay.
He can probably.
Yeah, I saw. It's in blue. It'll say attached recipe.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah, you'll see it. It's real pretty plain.
Okay. And going in, Jeannie, are you doing All's Well or support lifestyle support?
I did allswell.org.
Okay.
It's easier to type, probably. It's quicker to type.
Okay, that's a good point. Very good point. All's well. Okay. All right. This one that I did and is actually one from Martha Stewart, and it was really easy. I did adjust, and I'm just not sure whether I sometimes just don't want to take the time to retype the whole thing. But I did do an adjustment simply because I didn't read the recipe ahead of time and didn't have the time to do it the way they had said, and that was to soak the, what was it using? It was using millet, was to soak the millet overnight. So all I did was saute it a little bit longer. I did not use 1/4 cup, I'm sure it did not amount to that, of coconut oil instead of the olive oil. And it was done with millet and butternut squash, peeled and cut up into cubes, and then fresh cranberries thrown in with it, some sage and either a little bit of maple syrup or honey. It said I used maple syrup in it, a very small amount, and vegetable stock, pumpkin seeds, or chopped hazelnuts. And it was, I mean, boy, that hit my taste buds really, really, really great. And it was baked in the oven, so it was really easy. What I found was a millet was a little bit of texture in it instead of being soft like you normally cook a grain or a seed. There was a little bit of texture, and I really liked it. I will tell you, however, it was not one of Danny's favorites. He didn't care for it, and I'm sure it was the tartness of the cranberries against the other. So anyway, I'll make sure that one goes down with at least just a note behind it that if you have to forfeit the time, that you can go ahead and do it without that.
Char, when you're making these squashes, I think one of the reasons I avoid buying them is because they're so hard to cut. But recently I've been hearing that if you nuke it for 30 to 60 seconds, I guess, it really makes it much easier to cut or peel. What are your thoughts?
I don't have a lot of trouble with it. It's a little bit firmer, but it, you know, I'm just kind of not real thrilled about throwing stuff in the microwave.
No,
so I probably wouldn't go that route for the difference in peeling it off. One other thing I did learn about the kombucha squash, which is the one that's used, that's halfway between a pumpkin and a squash, round in that way also, but has the seeds more like a pumpkin, and the yellow, it's a yellow winter squash. You can actually leave the peel right on it, and it will cook right up to where it's tender. It's not nearly as heavy as it is on, like, a more developed one, like the butternut squash. So I tried it that way, and especially if you're cubing it smaller, and it came out really good. So that's another way, and it's not that hard to cut through, as long as it's still green. Once it started to turn orange, then it's gotten heavier. So just, you know, another thought on it. But these things are, I found, I have to interrupt here with another thought over the weekend, because one of our people that is just coming back in, sales leader, had surgery on her wrist, and I figured she didn't have much use of it. Well, she was doing much. She was, says, I can endure the pain. No, I don't want pain pills. I can endure the pain. I'm using the product. Da, 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 da. So I offered to take dinner to her. It was a distance away, and so I had to make up something that I could do. Well, I didn't get to doing the salad rolls with the rice paper that we've, that basically I started, I think, from Way. She was the first one that got me started on it. Oh, another person, one other person too. But anyway, I thought that would go great, and we couldn't get it all crammed in. I didn't have time to make them, so I was going to pick them up. Didn't have time to get to the place that I wanted to go to get them. Got into Vancouver and didn't know where I could, couldn't find a place to go. Called around, and nobody anymore was making them up where you could just drive up, take out, you know, order them 30 minutes later, go pick them up, and they're really, really fresh. Is the way I like to get them if I'm buying them, along with the peanut sauce. So you can try looking for an Asian, especially Vietnamese place that would make the California rolls, which means that everything in them is raw. You've simply dipped, or they've dipped the rice paper wrapper in warm water, well, warm to hot water, for about 30 seconds, pulled it out, laid it out, and then rolled everything into it. Sounds like a lot of work. It's not, guys. It's real. I mean, you're going to maybe grate up three vegetables, throw a lettuce leaf on it, and I like to use the tofu that's seared, cut in strips, and then I cut it about a quarter inch thick, so that's the one piece that lays, or two pieces lay against the wrapper when you first start to roll it. Well, I just decided, I said, you know, hey, I can pick up the ingredients, take them over there and put them together at their house. And so I called Jan and I said, Jan, do you guys like spring rolls? And I described what they were, and she goes, I don't think we've ever had them. And I said, so you've obviously never made them. And she said, no. Well, she's got a 17-year-old daughter that jumped in the kitchen and said, Shark, can I do that? That looks great. Well, before we got out of there, she was so, the daughter was so excited about what she had just learned. She called her friends, got them on the phone, and said, we're having a party at my house on this coming Friday night because I learned how to do something different and new that's really healthy. I want to share it with all of you guys, and this will just add to how we're learning to eat better. And boy, was the mom excited about that. Jan was elated, and they went over really good with everybody except Dad, because Dad was pretty well set in the way he liked to eat, and it was the old-fashioned way. And he's the one that definitely could benefit from it also, with health challenges, etc. So anyway, it was just a new convert. In fact, she said to me, she says, you know what? I just decided there's going to be no more animal products in this house. She says, that's it. it's a done deal. She says, I'm convinced that that's a much better way to go as far as being cleaner with your eating. So she says, I'm just not going to have them available. They're just not going to be here. And she's the one that does the cooking for the most part. So anyway, it's, you know, sometimes it's really simple for people to make that transition. But it, again, it's a mindset. It's a mindset. Joanne, did you have a quote out of the book this morning? Maybe she had to take off early here. Anybody else have a question or a comment? And I'm sure we're just getting close. Like 3 minutes. Nothing else? I've got a new salad I'm going to try. I've got a broccoli. I'm sorry?
I was going to say, I'll make a request just so
okay.
we don't miss things. But if there's a way that you can turn off the thing that says has arrived, that makes it where people come in the middle of a call and miss parts of recipes and things like that, because that's still on.
Okay, thank you. I will go in and find out about that, because the last time I tried doing it, it didn't seem to work. So maybe they've changed how they've got that set up, Steve. Thank you for the reminder. I had it down on one list at one time, but I think that list got too far in the past. So, call identifiers.
I know about those lists. I have lots of those.
Yeah, and boy, and the new things creep on, and you just forget to finish out the old ones, don't you? Or at least I do.
Yep.
Okay, guys, I think it's time to head out. Unless somebody has a last-minute question. And don't forget, coming up on Thursday night for some other information for the KVB is the call that is going to be on Pathfinders. I heard most of it and was thrilled with what I heard them doing, and so I'm eager to find out the other things that we can tie in with what we're already doing and the experiences we've already had that will just give us even a higher edge on all of it. And all of it, we've got so much information at our fingertips now, we just don't know what to do. And people that are willing out there, once they've had the invitation to take a look at what we've got and have a sample, which just seems overwhelmingly positive. And so don't be stopped by a no you get, please. There's too many others out there that are waiting to hear. They just don't know they are yet.
I'll just mention that the link to the Dennis Estes's site where he put those 6 videos or 5 videos up.
Uh-huh.
That's all. I put that on allswell.org, but it's sort of comical. I had 4 videos there, and I think I had 4 of the 5 videos that he had in that link already there at that site for over a year. So I just get
wow.
I just heckled.
You know, it's just another spot to get it from, and those I think are incredible. I've got 3 people that are going out to this morning, and very excited to see them have them and be able to use them in a way that can be a very quick way of introducing somebody to a great overview. So, yeah, don't miss that. And that's, is there another thing that we type in to get that up easy? Steve?
It's just up at the top of the site, the favorite videos, and just below that now I put a link to the other one, the way it was presented in the email. So, You'll
okay.
Nice
okay. Thank you for all that you do to keep us more easily informed on all of it. Everybody's talent is utilized here, and boy, I'll tell you, it's worth every little piece that you have to put in to get familiar with it. So I'm all for everything that you've put together, Steve. It's just absolutely great, and thank you, thank you, thank you. So with that, I'm saying goodbye, and we'll see you guys tomorrow morning. Make it a very wonderful, healthy day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, Sean.
Awesome day.
Bye-bye.
has left the conference.
Betty.
Has left the conference.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.